Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back into Believe in the Blacklist here on the Believe Podcast Network. I am your host, Stacey Blackwood, back with another edition of the show as we recap number 183 on the Blacklist, Benjamin T. Okara. Now, Benjamin T. Okara is a brilliant scientist who, like most people who are scientists, are trying to discover new things to change the world and make a great impact on the world. But he and his team did that, but... The weapon that they made is something that is very dangerous. And of course, the government, being like the government is trying to weaponize it to have better control of the world. Feeling exposure from the device himself, Benjamin takes it upon himself to wipe out the team of scientists that have the info on how to create the weapon and use the weapon. And then he eventually destroys the device and himself, so the weapon cannot be used or, taken into the wrong hands. So he really goes out in a, martyr of a way, so to speak. He's, he doesn't want this weapon to get into the wrong hands. So he also wants to take out the minds and the genius of the people behind the weapon so they cannot continue to develop it. And of course, the government cannot get their hands on it. And situations like that. And, his thought is that if I can just wipe out the people that know about this weapon and wipe out myself included and destroy the weapon at the same time, maybe I can buy this world, another year or 5 years maybe. And of course you see the effects of the weapon that it has as he uses the weapon to actually destroy the other scientists, sends out these high frequency, sound that gives people seizures and kills them. And of course, Park is affected. And we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But that is really the sum total of Benjamin T. Okara. Excuse me. So a really interesting blacklister. I thought that was a really fun episode, a really unique idea. And I really enjoyed the blacklister this week. And I thought it was really fun to watch this episode play out. And you see that he's not killing these people, out of just complete evil, but he's really doing it to try to help save the world. So really resemblance to some of the blacklisters we've seen before in the past that, not everything is black and white. There's a gray area, and Benjamin really falls into that category of the blacklisters. But real quick, before we go any further, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like, share on YouTube. We would greatly appreciate that. Jump in the comment section below and just give us your thoughts on episode 5 of season 9. I can't believe we're already 5 episodes in. Of course, we're in a break right now because of the holidays. And then we'll be back this next week. And I think that is going to be the last episode of the calendar year of 2021, but they'll be back in January, and we're certainly going to be excited about that and kind of see how this season 9 continues to grow. But like I said, jump in the comment section, answer the question of the day: who killed Charlene's ex-lover? I would really love to get your insights on that. Just jump in the comments, give us your answer to that question, and I can't wait to interact with you there in the YouTube comment section. But make sure you also subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. Wherever you find great podcasts, you can find Believe in the Blacklist. But anyways, let's continue with this episode. Cooper is questioned now about the events of the night that the man was killed, and he lies. Surprisingly, he lies to the detective. He says that he gets home around 11 or so after going to the retirement party. And then he calls and asks Charlene to lie for him. And so Charlene does, or does she not? We never really see what happens there. The detective calls Cooper back and says that, she backed Cooper's story up. But is that just kind of a play on Cooper to see how he reacts? So There's a lot that's happening there between Cooper and Charlene. I've even seen some people on Twitter think that Charlene is the one behind the murder. So this is an interesting dynamic between Cooper and Charlene. And of course, this detective now and kind of what happened in that situation, because Cooper doesn't remember anything. He blacked out and woke up in a parking lot. So this is really interesting to see how this goes. I don't think it's going to be too many more episodes before we find out what happened. I don't think this is something that the show writers are going to let, you know, go on for a prolonged period of time. So I expect we'll get an answer to this relatively soon, probably before the end of this next couple episodes. But then the another big part of this show was Agent Park. She goes down in the field. Of course, last episode, we see that wrestler, after he uses her urine sample, tells her that you know, some signs of cancer were detected in her sample. So that is something that she's a little worried about, obviously. And we're introduced to her husband, Peter, in this episode, and she's still not telling him the truth. He has no idea what's going on. He has no idea that she's back in the field working with the task force. So she's keeping that from him. And like I mentioned, she goes down in the field and she goes to the hospital, and it turns out that it wasn't cancer, but she was pregnant, and now she has lost the baby. And of course, Peter is all upset because he's learning all these details that she has not been telling him. And so how Park deals with that moving forward will also be something to look out for as season 9 continues. But to me, the biggest news out of this episode, the biggest, I guess, kind of cliffhanger that you could call it, I guess, is the relationship between Red and Dembe. Dembe has obviously left Red's organization. He has joined the FBI, and Red is not happy about it. We have no idea what happened. So I think the dynamic between the relationship is going to be the major story arc of this season. I believe that this is probably something that's going to go on for, you know, probably three quarters of this season, if not the entire, you know, the remainder of the season. So what happened between Red and Dembe? Why is Red kind of really upset at Dembe? He's obviously upset at Dembe in this particular episode because Dembe crossed the line. You know, he left Red's organization, but he's still using Red's resources, and Red did not like that. I thought it was fantastic that Red really unloaded on Dembe over the phone about using his air flight to help save Park. So not that Red didn't want Park to be saved, but you know, if you're out, you're out. That's what that's Red's whole point of this situation. And I happen to agree with Red, and I love Dembe, but Dembe did cross the line there. You're either with Red or you're not. So I thought that was a really good scene where Red was really unloading on Dembe over the phone. So following that storyline is going to be a lot of fun moving forward. Of course, at the end of the episode, we see that Dembe is about to open the box. And that's another question that I want to pose to the listeners here. If you're on YouTube, jump in the comment section and answer the question, what is in the box? Of course, we're introduced to this box several seasons ago. I believe it's season 4, maybe. So I would like to know what is in that box, and I'm sure we're going to find out. Well, I say I'm sure. I'm not sure we'll find out real soon, but what is in the box? Jump in the comment section and give your answer below. I would greatly appreciate that. But following the relationship between Red and Dembe is something that is going to be a lot of fun to watch over the course of season 9. So I'm excited about that. Excited for the show to come back next week. I really missed it this week, but it was great to be able to spend some time with family and, you know, just be, you know, be reminded of what all we are thankful for. I hope all of you had a great Thanksgiving. Like I said, I'm excited to be back on the podcast, excited for next week's episode. Can't wait to get back on here and discuss the episode that comes up next. But like I said, like, share, and subscribe on YouTube today. Jump in the comment section. Answer the couple questions that I posed. Who killed Charlene's ex-lover, and what is in the box that Dembe is opening? Jump in the comment section right now and answer those questions. All right, guys, I'm going to head out now. Like, share, and subscribe today. Y'all take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe.
You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.